This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Text line 913-586-7965. I want to ask you guys this question because, you know, the same way that we do this on our show and our station, you know, other stations do the same thing. So earlier today, I went on in Buffalo for a season preview. Hey, how's training camp going? What do you think? How do you view the AFC? That was kind of the conversation. That was the tone of the interview. And at one point I was asked, what's different about the Chiefs? And I was really thinking about it, and I was like, not a whole lot. Like, I'm curious how you guys would describe the Chiefs where we are today with outsiders. Because my answer was kind of simple. I mean, the Chiefs and Bills played each other in the AFC Championship game. Buffalo and Kansas City, very familiar with each other. They know the Kansas City roster. You know the Buffalo roster. They're two teams that play each other pretty frequently. Man, the team that played in the AFC Championship game is kind of the same team that you have now. I mean, there are three major differences, I think, between the Chiefs now than where they were at the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game. Number one, they have essentially swapped out Joe Tooney for Josh Simmons. I mean, that's the big difference. If you wanted to see massive overhaul on the offensive line, I mean, that's not really where the Chiefs are. It's the same center, the same right guard, the same right tackle. They have swapped out an all-pro left guard slash left tackle. They have swapped him out for a guy that you think could maybe be an all-pro left tackle. That's really the only noticeable difference on the offense, aside from Isaiah Pacheco was healthy. Their running game, their wide receivers, their tight ends, largely the same last year from the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. And on defense, I mean, this was almost the same defense that played in the Super Bowl, minus Justin Reed. Now, they added Christian Fulton, but he hasn't yet practiced with the Chiefs, hasn't played with the Chiefs. I mean, at some point, I imagine that he will, but that's not where we are right now. I mean, I described the Chiefs in this Buffalo interview, it's just business as usual. This is not a Chiefs team that is going to surprise you. Their theme this offseason was continuity and keeping things largely the same. It's not run it back in the same tone that it was in 2020 because the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, but this is not a Chiefs team that is going to be a surprise to anybody around the league, I guess, in terms of their personality. This is the Chiefs team that everybody has seen. It's the same quarterback, same running back room, same tight end, same wide receivers, same defense. So how I describe them was business as usual. I think we'll see that turnover at the end of this season. I don't know if Kelsey's coming back. Are they going to do another one-year deal on Hollywood Brown? Where are we at with certain pieces? What's the future of Trent McDuffie? Like, I think we could possibly see those changes next offseason. But this offseason, I think the Chiefs are largely the same team that everybody's seen for the last handful of years.
You'll obviously know this better than me. What's that quote from Drake? He has that song, "No New Friends." That's what the Chiefs are. They're the same. I made this joke to you. We're in the back. You asked me this question. You're off the phone with Buffalo. You're like, hey, they asked me this. How would you describe them? And I kind of sat there startled. I have a family member who lives out of town. He likes the NFL, but he doesn't like follow it intently. The person that he saw play the Chiefs, the version of the Chiefs he saw in the Super Bowl and the version of the Chiefs he will see in Sao Paulo are the basic same. They're kind of sort of the Spider-Man meme. Yeah, there's a little bit difference, but it's not dramatic. It's Patrick Mahomes, it's Isaiah Pacheco, it's Nick Bolton, it's Trent McDuffie, George Kalafis, Chris Jones. If you have learned to love these characters, guess what? These characters are returning. And I haven't looked at the text line, but we've had these conversations over the course of the offseason. I think one thing that people think in Kansas City, and I think Brett Veach feels this way, and Clark Hunt, Andy Reid, hey, we were a 15-win team that had the worst day of the season at the worst possible time. We are still a 15-win team. That's our edict. I think there are some people outside the KC metro area, your Cowherds, your people like that, who believe the lack of change and the continuity for a team that got walloped in the Super Bowl is a mistake. But the end will tell the decision. But right now, there is no difference. The easy way to describe the Chiefs is no new friends. It's the same cast of characters.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that the Chiefs are healthier. I don't know.
I mean, every team in the league's healthier now.
Yeah, but I also don't know if that's how I would describe the Chiefs right now. I mean, the thing that is the most, I guess, healthy is Isaiah Pacheco. Like, I really think that Isaiah Pacheco right now is the biggest difference in their offense other than Joshua Simmons, and we just haven't seen him yet. I mean, and we talked about this yesterday. I mean, we're going to get our answers to Joshua Simmons pretty early on. They play teams that can rush the passer. They play Philadelphia in week two. We know about their defensive line. They play Baltimore in the first month of the season. They play the Chargers in the first month of the season. Like, there's really no easing into this thing when it comes to their new left side. So I'm excited to see those challenges early on. I think they're certainly healthier at running back than everywhere else. And when it comes to wide receiver, at least in the early part of the season, I'm just not expecting Rashee Rice to be there early on in the season. And right now, when it comes to Hollywood, the answer is I don't know with Hollywood. We've had a couple of scares so far in the last week. I mean, he didn't practice today. He has left practice another day. I just don't know when it comes to Hollywood. Like, I think we all feel very similar about Hollywood. Hey, when he's on the field, he can be healthy. And I think we're all anticipating getting these three wide receivers all in at the same time and having them play. I'm not 100% sure when that's going to be. Because, I mean, if we're going to play devil's advocate here and maybe go down this road, let's say you think Rashee Rice gets six games, seven games. You got to then get Hollywood Brown to the middle part of it, and he's got to also be healthy. You got to get Xavier Worthy there. Like, I'm not sure if we get the 2-3 months uninterrupted where we get to see their offense at full capacity. It's football. Things kind of happen. So I certainly understand the sentiment that the Chiefs feel healthier. To me, the only place that I can say they're definitively healthier than they were at the end of the season is running back. I don't think you had a healthy Isaiah Pacheco at all in the second half of the season. And right now, there's no reason to think that he's not ready to go. And this is also a big year for him, a contract year for Isaiah Pacheco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A lot of people in Texas are pointing out Rashee Rice is healthy, but You're right. Rashee Rice is healthy, but Rashee Rice is going to miss time this year. He is going to get suspended. Like, that is a common sentiment. You're right. Rashee Rice now is healthy. I also would tell you banking on health in the NFL is obviously tough because everyone gets hurt, but Rashee Rice is going to miss football games this season. Like, yeah. It might not be from his knee getting tackled by Patrick Mahomes again, but he's missing games. It's happening. He's not playing in 17.
You're right, and I guess, and I agree with you, like, Rashee Rice is healthy, but I mean, if we all are factoring in that he, like, regardless, Rashee Rice can be 100% healthy. If he's not going to play the first six games of the season, that is like a massive injury for you. Like, we're not talking about he might miss one game and we don't know if he's going to miss a game. We already know Rashee Rice is not playing 17 games this year. So you're only going to get 10 games. He's also recovering from an injury. I think that that's pretty important. Like, he is available. Let's see how he looks. He had a significant knee injury last year. How does he bounce back? How does he respond? Is he the same running back before? Is there a little bit of rust? Like, Rashee Rice hasn't played a tackle football game. By the time he gets back on the field, it's going to be 14 months by the time we see Rashee Rice. But I'm still obviously very high on Rashee Rice, but I think just factoring that in, especially with we have no certainty of when Rashee Rice is going to be available for the Chiefs. Is that going to be week 4, week 5, week 6? We don't know. But the one thing we do know is I do not expect him to play week 1 against the Chargers.
I don't expect him week 2 against the Eagles. I don't expect him week, I mean, I think it's going to be a minute for Rashee Rice.
I think he could be there week 5. That's the earliest I think he could be there is week 5.
I think it's going to be 4 to 6. So we agree that week 5 is the earliest. Maybe it's 3 games. But yes, he's going to be suspended. Maybe this makes me a skeptic. Maybe this makes me a hater. I don't know. Whatever term you want to use. The entire text line is saying, well, health. That's how the Chiefs are different. They're going to be healthy. Man, people get hurt all the time in tackle football. It is a sport that is inherently going to end up with players injured. You always call it the wheel of misfortune, and we joke about it in July. But at some point in the season, an important member of the Chiefs is going to get hurt. It's a matter of can you overcome that. So if you're telling me the best way to describe the Chiefs is healthy, I would tell you no team in the NFL right now is saying, man, we're not healthy. It's August. Everyone's healthy. Can you stay healthy in October, November, December? And if that's your only difference, that feels like a big bet to me.
And also, I mean, not to jinx it here. I'm not here to wish injury on anybody. I would say most of the players that we are now deeming as healthy don't really have a track record of being healthy the entire season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.